Well, hello and welcome to another in our series of choices and consequences for those who really are serious about knowing the will of God so that you can make the right choices. You might enjoy our broadcast today. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll try to make it plain and we will try to make it simple. Well, if you're really serious about knowing the will of God so that you can make the right choices, the first thing you need to understand is you will be in a small group. There are very few people today who call themselves Christians who are genuinely interested in knowing God's will. Most Christians do not want to have their lifestyle changed, and so they'll just go to church three times a week, have devotions once in a while. But to try and determine to know if God wants me to change something in my life, very few Christians want that. If you're one of them, This program might help you. There's a few things that we need to know in order how to know the will of God. Number one, God will never ask us to do anything contrary to His Word. So if you get into the Word of God, study to show yourself approved, looking for things that God would direct you, He will do that. Second, pray with older Christians, wiser Christians than yourself, who know you personally, and Christians who love the Lord. That might be your parents, that might be your pastor, that might be some grandma or grandpa, that could be anyone, but someone who knows you and loves you and is concerned about you and will pray with you. They will help you to find God's will, and they can probably give you some good advice. Number three, be very sensitive to the motivations that will come through the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that if you're genuinely looking for God's will, the Bible says the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. All truth would include what you want to know. If you want to know God's will for your life, you have a promise in the Word of God that the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Number four, be willing to let God change your mind. You may have a focus already on what you think that you want to do, but what we have to do is to make sure that my will is going to be His will. They have to be one and the same. The Bible says, "How shall two walk together except they be agreed?" That verse is usually quoted, "How shall two walk together except they agree?" That's not what it says. It says, "How shall two walk together except they be agreed?" That means somebody has to change, and it isn't going to be God. If you want God's will, then you want to change to your will being His will, not His will being your will. It's very simple. The next thing we need to understand is that we need to let God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit get involved in directing our lives. Every major decision that I have ever made, I have asked God for three green lights. I want a green light from God the Father, want one from God the Son, and I want one from God the Holy Spirit, because they are always in total harmony with each other. Now, God the Father, that He is the creator of the circumstances. He will bring the circumstances into our lives, and as you are seeking the will of God and praying about the will of God and being sensitive to the motivation and direction of the Holy Spirit, honestly being willing to let the Holy Spirit change your mind so that you're in line with the will of God, I should say, let the Holy Spirit change your life. It says in Romans chapter 12, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." What for? It goes on to say, "that ye may prove or discern what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." That's what we're talking about. Now, I know that usually we hear Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, telling women they should dress right. Well, there's an application there, but that's a very small part of it. It says, present your body. You do more with your body than dress it. It takes you everywhere you go. And so he says that if you want to know the will of God, you cannot be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove, or you may discern, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we want God's will. Let me go through it again. We need to make sure that we're into the Word of God. We're letting the Word of God get into us. Let us pray with some older and wiser Christians who know us and are willing to help us. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit direction as He guides you into all truth. Be willing to let God change your mind about what you think you want to do, and be willing to let God change your life. And now I want to go back to what I said a moment ago. Make sure that you get the Trinity involved. That is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all of them working together to direct you in the direction that they want you to go. So God the Father is the one who is the, He creates the circumstances. We call it the providence of God. He will create certain circumstances. God the Son, the Bible says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, it tells us in the Bible. The Word is Jesus Christ. He became flesh and dwelt among us. And so we have God the Father creating the circumstances. We have God the Son, who, of course, is represented by the Word of God. And then we have the Holy Spirit. As we have said, He will guide you into all truth. And so He will just give you the assurance that this is what He wants you to do. And so to be sure that we have God's will in something, we need three green lights. One from God the Father, one from God the Son, and one from God the Holy Spirit. 20 years ago, we were living in Alberta, and we knew that God was doing something different. It was my plan to come back to Toronto and to start a church in the city of Toronto. That was what my plan was. I had decided that this time I was going to raise the support that was necessary in order to start the church. I had started three churches with zero money, and I wasn't about to do that again. This time we would get the funds we needed for the telephone, for the rent the building, for a newspaper ad. I would just take them one by one as we raised the support, had everything we needed, then I would start the church. That was my plan. Well, on the way through, coming back from Alberta, I was going to deliver our motorhome, which we weren't going to be using to travel with anymore. I was going to bring it back here, and I was going to park it here for the winter, and then we were going to move back to this area in the spring, move back from Alberta. Well, as I was coming back, I had scheduled a meeting in this little church in Sarnia, Ontario, that did not have a pastor. It was a rundown church. The building was a mess, and things were not very exciting there. There was another pastor who was trying to keep the little group together, but he did not feel that God wanted him to take this particular church. However, I came here on a Saturday evening, and I met with that pastor that was coming up here from another town to help hold this church together. And he tried to convince me that I needed to take this church. And I made it very emphatic. I said, no, sir, it is not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. I'm going to raise the funds this time, and I'm going to start a church with the money so that we know exactly where we can pay, how we can pay the bills. And so he said, what would it take for you to know that it was God's will for you to come here to Sarnia? And I said, well, it would take three green lights. He said, would you explain that? And I did. I need to have direction from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He said, well, he said, God is the creator of the circumstances. There is a church here and it needs a pastor. Could that not be one green light? And I said, well, maybe a dark, kind of flickering kind of green, but not really too green. I'll take it as one green light. If I get two more, then I'll know God's in this. Well, the next day we had church that Sunday morning, and to make a very long story short, God walked in. It was a unique, very special meeting. Well, I thought maybe we better have a prayer meeting this afternoon. And so the few men that were here, we gathered together in a circle in the little auditorium, and we decided that we would pray specifically about what God's will might be concerning the future of this church here in Sarnia. Well, one of the men who was there and was going to pray that day, a pastor who was not in the ministry anymore, but he was there. And he, before he prayed, he read some scriptures, and he read from Isaiah chapter 43, and he started out, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by name, and thou art mine. And he read on through several other verses, and I'm thinking, why didn't he read something from the Psalms or the Proverbs or something. What has this got to do with finding God's will? Well, the last verse that he read before he prayed was verse number 5, Isaiah 43 and 5. It says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. And the hair on the back of my neck stood up." You see, we had started a ministry prior to that. It's Faithway Baptist Church over here in the Ajax area. Years prior to that, in the east, we had moved out west. And here's this verse that says, "I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west." And I'm saying I need to have verses from the Bible that would indicate that God is in this. And so as we went to prayer, after we were done praying, I asked that pastor, I said, "Why did you read that portion of Scripture?" And he said, "Well, I always read a portion of Scripture before I pray." And he said, "That's just where I'm reading through the Bible again, and that's where I am right now. So I just read a few verses before I prayed." I said, "Did any of those verses mean anything special to you?" And this man knew me, knew who I was. And he said, "Yeah, verse number 5, it says, 'Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west.'" He said, "That sounds to me like God wants you to take this church." And I'm thinking, oh no, that's two green lights. Well, we came back to church on Sunday evening, and on Sunday evening, to make a very long story short, God walked in again. It's too bad he wouldn't do that every week. He probably would if we would allow him to. But we were earnestly praying for God's will here, and it was a very, very unusual meeting. And at the end of that meeting, I mean, the Holy Spirit, the Bible says he will guide you into all truth. I just absolutely knew it was God's will. I would have been afraid not to take this church. And so as I left this building on that Sunday evening, I had the key to the church in my pocket, and I was the pastor. That's just how quick this happened. Well, I got in the motorhome, and I drove down to, I was heading down to Ajax, and I was going to leave the motorhome there in the parking lot for the winter and then fly back to Alberta. I phoned my wife in a service center along the 401, and I said, "I need you to know that I'm pastoring a church here in Ontario, and I was wondering if you'd be interested in moving here." And she laughed, and the next day I phoned her, and I said, "Now I'm arriving at Calgary Airport at such a time. I rented a U-Haul truck, have the furniture packed and the dog ready. I should be there around 10 o'clock in the morning." And she said, "You were serious?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm afraid I was serious." Now, I think normally that, you know, there's a time, and most of the time, when you should pray together with your wife about something like that. But every once in a while, God tells you what to do, and you just need to do it. I don't think Moses called his wife when they got to the Red Sea and said, "Hun, what do you think?" Sometimes you just have to listen to God and do what he says to do, especially if he's got three green lights flashing there in your face. He said, "Now, here is the circumstance. There's a church in Sarnia. Here is the word of God. I will bring thee, I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west." And I don't think you should take a verse like that and just point to it. You need to be very careful that you're sincerely checking to see what God's will is. And then the Bible says the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Not some truth, all truth. And so here we are, still here, 20 years later. I have never enjoyed myself in all of my life as much as I have here in Sarnia. I enjoy being the pastor of this church. It's a small church, and if you're going to preach like I preach here, and you're going to go for the truth, you're going to find a small group of people who are really interested in listening to you. If everybody who came were still here, we'd have 300 or 400 now. But as I said when I started this broadcast, if you really, really are sincerely looking to know the will of God for your life in this age of apostasy, you better be ready to travel in a small group, because few there be that find it, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, because few there be that are looking for it. Well, I hope these few thoughts will help you when it comes to seeking the will of the Lord. We try to make it plain, and we try to make it simple.